Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio is giving up his seat to run for president, and the battle has begun to take his job. Two Democratic congressmen are among those fighting for the nomination, Alan Grayson and Patrick Murphy. Grayson has been going after Murphy, mocking him, saying Murphy hasn't passed a single bill out of committee during his time in Congress. Is that true? WSF's Lottie Watts ran that one by Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact Florida.
Amy, we've got a short clip to get us started.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long wait.
Now, that's from the classic Schoolhouse Rock video, I'm Just a Bill. Amy, how did that video come up with the fact checkers?
This was part of an ad that Representative Alan Grayson released as part of his campaign for the Florida Senate seat against fellow Representative Patrick Murphy. Patrick Murphy is new to Congress. He's only in his second term, and he's also in the minority party, the Democrats. And so Grayson put together an ad and said that Patrick Murphy hasn't passed a single bill out of committee, and of course used the catchy Schoolhouse Rock to get people's attention.
What does that get on the Truthometer?
We rated this claim false. Grayson relied on an article from InsideGov that just doesn't tell the whole story. For one thing, it doesn't even go up through current times. And two, it doesn't really give Murphy credit for some of the complicated ways that Congress works. If you look just at did Murphy write a bill and did it go through committee, then you are going to find a zero. But if you look at did Murphy write a bill, did it get amended onto another bill, there's a couple examples of that happening. There's an example of him co-authoring a bill and that getting advanced. And so we rated this false because it was just not reflective of how government works or neither of Murphy's record.
And so U.S. Representative Alan Grayson out of Orlando, why is he bringing this up in sort of an attack on Representative Patrick Murphy of Jupiter?
Well, they're competing for the nomination and for the Senate. And, you know, Murphy's a moderate lawmaker who's getting some attention and raising a lot of money. And so he's a pretty good opponent for Alan Grayson. So he wants to get out there and make it clear to the voters what he has to offer that Murphy doesn't.
And so they are competing for the Senate seat that's now held by GOP presidential candidate U.S. Senator Marco Rubio. And during a campaign stop at the Iowa State Fair, Senator Rubio said, "We have an army that just cut 40,000 spots." What did PolitiFact Florida have to say about that claim, Amy?
We rated this claim mostly true. So Rubio is pretty on his talking points here. The Army officials have been talking for some months about reducing the size of the force, and in July they announced that they're gonna cut the size of the regular Army from 490,000 to 450,000. The hitch here is they're gonna do it by fiscal year 2018. So they're expecting the cuts to come through attrition, early retirements, and layoffs, things like that. And this is all a part of the sequestration that Congress made certain for government a few years ago. But we gave it a mostly true because yes, the number is right. But, you know, it's sort of dependent on another Congress and another president, even whether or not these plans will come to fruition.
So, Amy, how much Schoolhouse Rock did the fact checkers have to listen to check out our first claim?
You know, I don't think it's a problem for anyone to watch Schoolhouse Rock. We had quite a lot of fun, and we appreciate when that gets brought up.
Amy Hollyfield with PolitiFact Florida, thank you so much.
Thank you.
But I know I'll be a law someday, at least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.